Okay, we're going to start today in the middle of Lamed Daled Amud Bet. Right in the middle. Haytapara Amara Papa. It's actually a little more toward the top. The first word on the line is Tzricha. It's probably about 15 lines from the top. Amara Papa. Haytapara Gnuvalo. So we were in the middle of this Gneva Utzricha Sugya. Remember about the Ganav and Tavach? And we were trying to find cases where Kimle would apply. So now we'll see. Amar of Papa. Hayta para genuvalo utvacha b'shabbat chayav. Let's say he already had a stolen para in his house, and he slaughters it on Shabbat. So the geneva happened before Shabbat, the tvicha happened on Shabbat. So what do we say? Chayav shekvar nitchayev b'geneva kodem sheyavo lidei isur Shabbat. Okay, this right, that what happens? He was nitchayev b'geneva. What were we trying to show last time? That if the geneva happens in a way that he's pater, then, right? I mean, geneva ain't tvicha u'mechira, right? If there's a problem with the geneva bichlal, if the geneva never happened because of kimle, then you can't, the tvicha is not going to be relevant. So now he's saying, here we have a case where the Gnev is relevant, and therefore the Tvicha is also, right, so the Tvicha b'Shabbat, so he's Chayev, the Arba'a v'Chamisha, because he was already Nitchayev, the Gneva, which then we just add on the extra Tashlumim, and therefore the Tvicha doesn't pater him Mishum Kimle, because the Tvicha happens on Shabbat, and then we'll say, oh, well, now you're Chayev Mavet for the Tvicha. But it doesn't pater from the Tashlumei Arba'a v'Chamisha because that's attached to the original Gneva that he did. Since the Gneva is Takef, then the Tvicha is also Takef. Hayta para she'ulalo. What if the para was borrowed? He borrowed a para from someone. U'tvacha b'Shabbat. And then he shechs it on Shabbat. Now you have to know a bunch of Dinei Shomrim, okay? Para, who's she'ula. Maybe someone can... just want it to ring. Okay, whatever. It's the phone. Okay, there was a para that was borrowed, and it's slaughtered on Shabbat. So now you're pater. Why are you pater? So now we have to understand what the story is here. If he borrows the para, you're chayav in own. Okay, there's a few things you're chayav in. If you borrow someone's para, so you have to pay money to feed that para. Okay, from the moment you borrow it, you're responsible for feeding the para. So if you don't feed it, you have to pay money later. Of the money, you know, the value of what you didn't feed the para. What if you, some onus happens to a para, okay? So when it comes to she'ela, you're chayav in onsim. But when are you chayav in onsim? In other words, at what point do you take responsibility for the onus? Okay, so at what point, what does it mean you're chayav in onsim? It basically means, right, an onus is like something out of the blue happens. Since you borrowed someone's thing, if something crazy happened to it out of the blue, or even gneva v'aveda, you're responsible for it because you borrowed it. So that means, to a certain extent, you have ownership over that property, right? So here, let's say you borrowed this para, and then you decide, I'm going to keep this para for myself, and I'm going to slaughter it, okay? You're now obligated on gneva u'tvicha. You follow? So first you borrowed it, then you decide I'm slaughtering. At what point did you take ownership on this para for the geneva? Okay, at what point is it like you stole it? So now we're going to say, so if, according to this, what happens? You borrowed the para, and then you slaughtered it on Shabbat, your patur. Now what's the assumption here? It must be that you acquired the para when? Also on Shabbat, because then the geneva has no place to be chal at all, right? If you steal something on Shabbat and then slaughter it on Shabbat, well, then it's a din of kimle. The case we saw just before was where what happened? He stole it before Shabbat, in which case the geneva happened, in which case he's now going to be chayav on Arba'a v'Chamisha when he slaughters it on Shabbat, because there's no din of kimle, because the tvicha happened on Shabbat, but that doesn't override the geneva that happened before. But here we're going to say your patur. Why? Because the geneva and tvicha happened all on Shabbat. So now they're going to explain this a little better in a minute. So Amalei Rav Acha Bereidu Rabba Rav Ashi. Rav Papa Para Ata Lashmina? I don't understand. We had this case before that Rabba gave us with a Gedi Ganuv. So what's the difference? Why? Now he had to teach us it's not just true with a Gedi, it's also true with a Para. Like, what's his Chiddush? So now they say no. Rav Papa Para Ata Lashmina. I'm sorry. Amalei Rav Papa She'ula Ata Lashmina. He wanted to teach us the din of She'ula. And what did he want to teach us? Because Sal Kadata Chamina, you might have thought that Ho'il Va'amar Rav Papa himself said that Mish'at Meshicha Hudi Itchayev Le'Bimizonoteha. As soon as you take this para, I borrow your para, I bring it into my territory. As soon as I pull it, right, Meshicha is a type of kinyan. As soon as I pull this para, I'm chayev b'mizonotea. So what might you have thought? Hachanami, you might have thought, mishat she'elai t'chayev ba'onse, that you also are mitchayev ba'onse, meaning what? That you've acquired it. At that moment, responsibility for onsin, you acquired the para to be yours at the moment of Mashicha. In which case, what would we say with the Geneva case? As soon as you did Mashicha, you already ke'ilu stole it, right? If you return it, so you return it. But if you are toveach it, then we say that the Geneva happened from the first moment that you did Mashicha. You might have thought. That's, you might have thought to equate chiyuv mezonot with acquiring. And now they're going to say, but it's not true. Now, he wanted you to realize that it's not the same equation. We don't make that equation. Chiyuv mezonot is not the same as acquiring it. So, kamashmalan, that's not the case. So, kamashmalan what? It teaches you that when you do the mashicha to bring it into your property, to borrow it, then you're chayv mezonot. But if the para, let's say, died in some crazy way, or you slaughter it, or you know something, or it gets stolen from you, or then at that moment, what do we say? Right, this is Geneva, it gets stolen from you, as opposed to you did it yourself. Then at that moment, that's the moment where you acquire it. Okay, in other words, the chiyuv onsim of a shoel is takeh at the end when the onus happens. You don't have ownership over it before then. Okay? Which makes sense, because you don't own it. Just because you're borrowing it doesn't mean you have ownership over it. In any case, when we talk about ownership, we don't mean real ownership. It obviously belongs to the other guy. You've now, right? But when you steal something, there's a moment where you become the owner of it for responsibility purposes. So there's a difference between the responsibility of that kind of owning it, the responsibility of owning it for the purposes of mezonot. Okay? You have a responsibility to feed it, but that's not the same as the responsibility of, so to speak, owning it. So therefore, in the case of the shoel, when the moment he's toveach, that's when he is gonev, okay? Because it's already in his property. So the geneva happens at the moment of tavach, and then it all happened on Shabbat. And since it all happened on Shabbat, we're going to say kimle b'derabamine, and then mavet overrides, the chiyuv mavet on him overrides the chiyuv to pay. Okay? That was all what he came to teach us. I'm a rava. Now we're going to have another case of a parash she'ula. Hiniach lehen avihem parash she'ula. Okay, let's say your father. Now, here's a whole unique din of shoel. When you borrow something, you basically, by borrowing it, okay, you have a hesken with the person you borrowed it from, that you're basically going to be, since you borrowed it, and he's doing you a big favor by lending you something without you paying any money for it, you're taking on responsibility for onus, okay, if some crazy thing happened to it. Now, what if hiniach lehen avihem? So now a guy dies, and he had borrowed someone's para. So he was the one who made the heskeim about borrowing it. So now we're going to learn something interesting. So mishtamshim ba kol yemei sheilata. Let's say he borrowed it for a year, and after half a year passes, he dies. They still have another half a year on this object, so they can use it all that time. But meita ein chayavim ba'onsa. They're not chayav in onsim. Okay, why? Because they didn't make the agreement. They never borrowed it themselves. It's like it's almost like you were nice to me, so I'm gonna now, right? We've had all these cases where are the Yatomim like the person or not, right? To what extent? Since they didn't make the Heskeim, it makes them different, right?
Do they know it's borrowed?
Ah, so we're gonna see. It's not clear. So here they know it's borrowed, it seems, because they know that there's a Tkufav Sheila. Okay? So now we're gonna see the other case. Kisvurim shel avihem hi. What if they thought it was their father's? Okay? And they didn't realize it was borrowed. And what they do? Tfachua ve'achluha. Okay? Now they slaughter it. So they basically stole it at the moment that they slaughtered it. But they didn't know that they were stealing it. So, mishalmim demei basar bezol. They pay like the cheapest rate of meat. Okay? They say it's like 3/4 of the price or something of it. Since they weren't fully responsible. But hiniach lehen, now here we have a last line, okay? It's not clear. There were two cases, remember? The first case is they use this borrowed item, right? And they're allowed to use it, but they're not chayiv in ones. The second case is they don't realize it was borrowed and they slaughter it. Are they chayiv in geneva v'aveda? And we say, right, they're, I'm sorry, in geneva, they have to pay to me basar bezol. So now, what if hiniach lehen avihem, right? They clearly enough to pair Rav HaChamisha and all that. Hiniach lehen avihem achrayut nechasim, chayavim l'shalem. Now, what if when he took out, he borrowed, the father borrowed the para, the guy said, look, if you don't pay it back, I'm going to take it from this part of your field, let's say. Okay? So now, if he specifically, the father, set aside property that will be in place of the para if something were to happen, in that case, chayavim l'shalem. Okay? Then they have to pay the full amount. Okay, now it's unclear. Okay, so I want you to see now. There's two cases here. The first is an ones case. And what do we say? They are not chayav in onesim, right? So the first case, let's just make it very clear because it's unclear whether that last line refers to the resha or to the seifa. Okay? So the resha, I'll try and do one. The resha is the case where she'ela, right? They're not chayav in onesim. Okay? Not chayav in onesim. Okay, the second case is the she'ela where they don't realize, right? And they're tavach. Okay, and then they pay demei basar bezol. So now we're going to see. So which case are they more responsible, do you think? The second case, because they actually didn't act, right? We're going to say there's more likelihood that we're going to make them pay the full amount. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say it like this. Ika dematne la resha, v'ika dematne la seifa. Some people say that the line about the achrayut nechasim, that if the father from the beginning had set aside property that would be in place of this para, if something were to happen, then if that was on the resha, okay, the achrayut nechasim, right, where we think they're less responsible, okay, some people say that it's on the resha, and some people say, no, it's on the seifa, right, the achrayut nechasim only applies to the case of the tavach. Okay, so now we're going to say like this. Man dematne la resha, if you say it's on the resha, that even in the case of just she'ela, and there was an ones case, they have to pay the full amount, then kol shekein, you're going to say it on the seifa case. Right? Obviously, if they actually didn't act and slaughtered it, obviously we're going to say in that case, you have to pay the full amount. Upliga, okay, sorry, I didn't read the whole thing, right? Man dematne la resha, kol shekein seifa. And then we'd have to say, upliga derav papa. Why? Why are they pliga derav papa? Because what are they saying? If there's achrayut nechasim, what did he say? You don't take ownership until the moment of the ones, right? So according to this, you'd have to say no. Because if on the she'ela case you're going to say that you're chayav and achrayut nechasim, it means basically you've taken full responsibility from the moment of she'ela. Why? Because it means that if the kid, because remember, what did we say? If the kids take over the she'ela, then there's no chayav onesim. Right? Because it was the kids who have the chiyuv she'ela. So you'd have to say here that the chiyuv she'ela started, right? The responsibility started at the first moment that you took it. Okay? Which would go against Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said it only happens, right? The acquiring it only happens at the end. And at the end, it's the children, not the guys. So the kids wouldn't be chayv and onsim. So you'd have to say that the one who says it's on the resha says that you've basically acquired it from the beginning. And that's why if there's achrayut nechasim, then you'd have to pay the full amount. Okay, because the responsibility starts from the very beginning. Uman dematne la seifa aval resha lo, right? The guy who says on the seifa would say, but not on the resha. Only in the case where they slaughtered it. Okay? And then you're chayev. V'hainu de Rav Papa. And that's exactly Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa says, right, it all applies at the moment of when you did the act. And if you did the act, right, you slaughtered it, at that moment you've taken responsibility. The responsibility only applies then, but not in a regular, typical case. Okay? And then Rav Papa would say, he would agree even in that case, that when they slaughter it, because they didn't act, that they should have been more careful, right? They should have checked, does this belong to my father? Does it not belong to my father? They could have figured it out at some point, right? They could have looked into it, and since they did it, then they're responsible. And that's Rav Papa. But in a normal case, Rav Papa would say, you're not responsible because the chiyuv onesim, right, you're chayav and onesim at the time of the ones, or at the time of, you know, the robbery, or whatever it might be. And at the time of the robbery, it was the children, not the father, and therefore you wouldn't be. I'm sorry. The time of the regular ones case, it wouldn't be. In this case, they're responsible because they didn't check into it. They should have figured out: is it my father's? Is it not? Okay. Now we're back to our big contradiction: the Mishnah by us that says elun arot sheyesh lahem knas. And all that, versus Elu, right, all the people, Habalach, Oto, etc., that whole list is listed in Malkot as Eluhin Halokin, they get Malkot. How could they get Malkot and Piknas? So, if you remember, okay, we had Ula. Ula said, we're not going to deal with Ula at all, but I'll remind you. Ula said, when it says you pay Knas in our Mishnah, it's a case of a Na'ara, where there is Knas. And the case where you pay Malkot is the case of a Bulgarian, where there is no Knas, and that's why she pays Malkot. That's Ula. Rabbi Yochanan says that it depends whether you did Hatra'ah or not. If you did Hatra'ah, then you get Malkot. But if you don't do Hatra'ah, you're not Chayav Malkot. Well, if you're not Chayav Malkot, well, then there's no Kimlet. We're going to say you're Chayav Knas. And that's Lohi Truba. Okay? That's going to be a... Okay, here's an interesting concept that we're going to actually contradict now. Okay? We're going to bring a different opinion about it. But let me just repeat this. What this means is, in a case where you didn't get a warning, okay, and therefore there is no chiyuv malkot, what are we going to say? There's no kimle, okay? Now, if you recall, when we first brought a kimle, we didn't actually explain it this way. We said, even if you're not going to get the punishment, we still say kimle, right? Like if you have a mavet case and you, okay, so we're going to, Rish Lakish is going to disagree with this. Okay, Rish Lakish, we saw, said, the case of Knas is Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir said, Loke umeshalem. So, you know, the Mishnah in Malkot, you could explain either way, because it just says you get Malkot. But the Mishnah by us, who says you get Knas, would say, like Rabbi Meir, who you see, there's a Mishnah in Malkot that says it, that Edim Zomimim, who are Machayev some of money, get Malkot and have to pay. So our Mishnah will go according to Rabbi Meir. So now we're going to have a diyun between a ping pong or a little bit of a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. First, we're going to see the Gemara is talking about it. Then we're going to actually see things that each one asked the other, or two different versions. Was it Rabbi Yochanan asking Rish Lakish, or was it Rish Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan? Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan lo amar ki Rish Lakish. So now, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rish Lakish? We understand very simply why. Because Rish Lakish had to say, oh, it holds like Rabbi, it's like Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah. And Rabbi Meir is a da'at yachid, right? Rabbi Meir against Chachamim, we're going to hold like Chachamim. So we understand where Rabbi Yochanan lo amar Rish Lakish, da'amokim lakir Rabbanan. And as Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be mekim the Mishnah like Chachamim. Ela Rish Lakish, my time alo amar ki Rabbi Yochanan. So why not? Amar lecha, kevan di'ilu atri be pater. Kilo atrube nami patur. Okay, this is what we said, what I just said before. Just because he didn't get in a case where if you would get a hatra'ah and you'd be chayv the malko, well then you'd be patur from tashlumim, right? So likewise, in a case where there was no hatra'ah, okay, still since there was a chiyuv malkot alecha, even though we can't execute it, right? You didn't have avera that's chayv malkot, that already patures you from the mammon. Whether or not you got warned, you didn't get warned, he doesn't think that there's any relationship. He thinks you do an avera that has a more severe punishment. Even if you don't get that punishment, we hold kimle. And that's why he doesn't hold with this distinction at all of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's his logic. So now, va'azdu l'ta'amayhu. And they are consistent with their shita. How do we know? Dechi'ata Rav Dimi. Okay, we've talked about this before. There were people who used to bring the Torah from Babel to from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish live in Israel. So we're now in the Babylonian Talmud. So we only know about their machloket from a distance. So how do we know? Because Rav Dimi came and he said, Chayve mitot shogigim, v'chayve malkiyot shogigim, v'davar acher. Okay, this means, if you are chayv mavet, b'shogig, okay, meaning you don't get the onesh. Okay, this would be a shogig case, or this would be a case where there's no hatra'ah or something. Or you chayv malkiyot shogigin, okay, again, no warning. Or you didn't realize it was aser. V'davar acher en mamon. So Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav b'mamon. Okay, you'd be chayav to pay the mamon again because there was a problem, right? We couldn't give you the avera, the onesh. So we're going to give you the chiyuv mamoni. V'rish Lakish amar patur. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav dahalo atrube because he didn't have atra'ah. And Rish Lakish amar patur. Kevan divilo atrube patur kilo atrube nami patur. Okay, same logic. Okay, he says, Rabbi Yochanan said, you didn't get atra'ah, so therefore, we can't give you that punishment. Let's give you this one. Rish Lakish says, no. It's the same basic avera, whether you got atra'ah or not. So what if you didn't get the onish? You're always patur in this kind of case from the mamon. Now he brings a braita that's going to contradict Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember this pasuk, what was the pasuk, right? You have the two people fighting, and they end up hurting an isha hara, right, a pregnant woman, and her, right, she loses the baby also. So if lo yihyeh ason anoshi anesh, right? Remember, he has to pay money if she doesn't die. But if she does die, then he gets killed, right? And then, what do we say? Then there's no chiyuv mamoni. We learned the whole inyan of kimle from this pasuk. So now he's going to say like this. V'lo yiyah ason anoshi anesh, my lav ason mamash. Doesn't it sound like im lo yiyah ason, meaning if the woman didn't die, right? Meaning that what? In any, okay, there's two people we could focus on here. There's the woman, and there's the guy who did the avera. It seems, the pasuk seems to focus on the woman. Did she die or didn't she die? It doesn't focus on, was the guy warned or wasn't he warned, right? This would support Rish Lakish, because it seems to imply in any case that she dies, whether he was warned, whether he wasn't warned, whether he gets a punishment of death or he doesn't get a punishment of death, right? There's no payment. Okay, that's what we learn from here. The din of kimle is lo yiyah ason, right? Or yiyah ason, im yiyah ason, if she dies, well then we don't pay. So then the answer, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can explain it as lo din ason. It means that there was no bitsua of a din of ason, meaning we're focusing on the guy himself. The word ason means if he gets punished for the ason. So if he gets killed for the ason, if the guy who killed her gets killed in the court because of the ason or gets a punishment of death, then he's obviously not going to have to pay. But if there is no din ason, then he'll have to pay. Okay, so that's how they answer it up. So now, Ika da'am, right now we're going to read the exact same thing flipped. That Etibe Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan brought this as a question on Rish Lakish. Why? Below Yason and Oshianesh, my love din ason. He starts off assuming it's what we answered last time. Isn't this a din ason? Doesn't this pasuk refer to v'lo yason, that the guy isn't going to be killed in court, that it refers to the guy himself? And Rish Lakish answers, la ason mamash. No, it actually refers to, did the woman die or not? Okay, so you could just flip it. Amar Rava. Now we're going to get into this concept of chayve mitot shogegin chayavim. Okay, this is according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if you do a chayav mavet shogeg, meaning there's no hatra'ah, or it was a shogeg, or whatever it is, you're chayav to pay, right? Kimle doesn't apply. So is there really someone who holds this way? Okay, now we're going to contradict this, and then we're going to come up with a whole different understanding of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. V'hatana d'bechizkiah, okay, now the assumption here of the Gemara is that what Tana d'bechizkiah said, everyone agrees with, okay? This is a braita from the house of Chizkiah. Remember, it's a braita. And Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish or Emoraim, okay? And usually you can't contradict unless you can find someone else to support you. And assume the assumption is that this is the base opinion everyone agrees with. Tibet Chizkiah says like this. There's a pasuk that says, Makeh Adam, okay, let's read the whole pasuk. Makeh Behema Yishalmena U'makeh Adam Yumat. Now this pasuk is a totally unnecessary pasuk, because it says in other places that if you hit an animal, you have to pay. And if you hit a person, you get killed. Obviously, this means makat mavet. Okay, if you hit a person and kill him, you get killed. So this pasuk is really right. It says, for example, three pasukim before this in Vayikra Kaf Dalet. So in Vayikra Kaf Dalet Yudchet, this is Kaf Aleph, and Yudchet it says umaken nefesh behema yishalmena nefesh tachan nefesh. Okay, it says it right there. And the makay adam, it says the next pasuk is ish ki te mumba amito kasher asa ken ye aselo. Okay, there's going to be a lot of redundant pasukim here. We're going to see them all inside. Anyway, this pasuk is unnecessary. So what do they say? We must be able to learn something from here. Make adam, make behema. We're going to compare the case of a make adam to a make behema. Ma make behema lo chilakta bo bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezi, bein mitkaven l'shem mitkaven, bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah. Okay, there's no difference whether you kill this animal accidentally, on purpose, whether you were mitkaven to do it, whether you weren't mitkaven, whether it happened when you were going down, whether it happened when you were going up. That's all reference to mako, right? To when you're chayav b'shoge. You're only chayav derech yirida, right? Derech yirida, you're chayav. Okay, so in all these cases, it doesn't matter, lepotro mamon, you're never patur for mamon, ela lechayvo mamon. Okay, here we're going to have a flip, okay? What does this mean? There's no distinction in a behema case, okay, When you hit a behemah, there's no distinction. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'meisid, all that. You're always chayav mamon, okay? There's no distinction. There's never a p'tor mamoni here. Okay, so now what are they going to say? Af makeh adam, okay, likewise, in the makeh adam, when you kill somebody, lo tachlok bo bein b'shogeg, bein b'meisid. Here's our case. We want to have a shogeg case, right? A shogeg where you're not chayav mavet, okay? Bein mitzkavein l'sheim mitzkavein, bein derech yirida l'derech haliyah, l'chayvo mamon. In any of these cases, you're never chayv mamon, ela lipotro mamon. Okay? So now they're doing the flip, right? In the behemoth case, it was to say there's no distinction between them, you're always chayv mamon. Now in our case, you can never be chayv, right? We're going to, basically, or in many cases of mavet, you're not going to be chayv mamon because of kimle. So what are they going to say? Ah, so if in most of the cases you're not going to be chayv because of kimle, well then we're going to say that the same thing applies to the behemoth. We're not going to make any distinctions. You're always going to be patur mimamon because we're always going to say that kimle applies. That's the limud here. Okay? Which basically means that according to Chizkia, kimle v'derabba minei applies even if there was no hatra'ah, there was no onesh, it was shogeg, whatever it might be. So now we're going to have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan possibly say what he said? Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is problematic. So Ela ki ata Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, that was Rav Dimi came and gave us this Masoret, which must have been a messed up Masoret. But when Ravin came, this is what he said. Chayve mitot shogegin kule amalo pligi de p'tuin. Ki pligi b'chayve malkot shogegin b'davar acher. Remember, Rav Dimi brought it and listed. He said chayve mitot shogegin and chayve malkot shogegin. Right? You don't have kimle if there's no onesh. Now we're going to learn no. When it comes to mavet, we have this pasuk. Makeh behemah, makeh adam, and makeh adam is a mavet case, right? So in a mavet case, we're going to hold like Chizkiah, that you're always patur mimamon, even if you don't get the onesh. But when it comes to malkot, that's the case where Rabbi Yochanan said, the chayve mitot shogegin, you're chayav b'mamon. Okay? If you're chayav in an avera, where there's malkot, but you can't get the malkot because it was b'shogeg or because there wasn't hatra'ah, whatever it might be, then the chiyuv mamoni is going to kick in. Okay, so when it's something chamor like mavet, the chiyuv mamoni never kicks in. But when it's malkot, the chiyuv mamoni can kick in. Okay, that's how we're going to explain. So now, itkush chayve Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayav. Okay, why? Chayve mitot itkush, chayve malkiyot lo itkush. The pasuk makeh behemah, makeh adam, where we learn that there's kimle even if you don't get the punishment, was all a pasuk where the nosei was mavet, right? Was onesh mavet. And therefore, since mito was itkash le behemah, but malkot wasn't. So basically, we're going to say that malkot must have a different din. So basically, what he's saying is the hekesh, the chizkia does, is only the nosei was mavet. So it's only mavet. Whereas Rish Lakish amar patur, why? Beferush rivta Torah chayve malkiot chayve mitot. Okay, we're going to explain this in a minute. Okay, but he's going to say the Torah specifically told us the chayve malkot are like chayve mitot. So while yes, it's true that Chizkiah only talked about chiyuv mavet, I'm going to prove to you, right? The Torah specifically told us that malkot is shaveh to mavet. So yes, Chizkiah only made this comparison when it came to mavet. But malkot is like mavet, okay? And this is a tfisa that comes up in different places where it's almost like we give you lashes as like a, you know, it's almost like a part of death, okay?
Yeah. Lashes could even be worse than death.
Right, right. It's true. It said it in the DAP a few days ago. Right. There was a whole debate. We didn't learn it together.
Right.
But
whether or not it was...
Whether malkot is more chamor than death even,
right.
Okay? So, right. So now... But this is where, right, then at least it's different. Here they're saying it's shaveh.
Right.
Okay? So now, where, okay, now we have to obviously say, Hechan ribta Torah, where did this come from? Where did the Torah say it's like this? Now we're going to have two answers. Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye, Atya Rasha Rasha. Okay? If you look on the side, if you have the psukim, here are the two psukim. One is Bamibar Lamed He Pasuk Lamed Aleph, where it comes up in the Rotzeach Bishkaga. Velo tikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach, asher hu rasha lamut, ki mot yumat. Right? You can't pay your way out of a death penalty. Okay? You can't pay your way out. Asher hu rasha lamut. He's a rasha and he's supposed to die. So there they use the word rasha by a rotzeach. And the other pasuk in Dvarim, Perakakeh, when it talks about chiyuv malkot, says Bayayim bin hakota rasha. Sorry, it's by Edim Zomimim. Bipilasha pepi kawa lefanav kedeva shato bimispar. Okay, when he's supposed to get lashes, here it says, ah, harasha. They call the guy who's getting lashes a rasha. So you see, they call a rotzeach a rasha, and they call a chayav malkot a rasha. So now you see, rasha, rasha, that teaches you that it's the same. Rava amar atya maka maka. Okay? So now, amar le papa le rava, hey maka, what maka are you talking about? Which maka maka? Okay? There's a lot of cases in the Torah where it says make, or make, right? It's really make. Ilema umake behema yishalmena umake adam yumat. If that's the make you're talking about, well, what did we already say? Hai bekatzlektiv, right? That was about death. Elahai make, make nefesh behema yishalmena nefesh tachat nefesh. Besamechle beish ki ite mum ba'amito kasher asa ken ya'aselo. So what are they saying? There's makeh nefesh behema yishalmena nefesh tachat nefesh. That means a makeh that you kill an animal. Right? We're not talking about that you damage an animal. We're talking about, right? It says nefesh tachat nefesh. You kill the animal. That makeh is killing the animal. That is, like we read it before, it's vayikra kafdalad yudchet. The next pasuk is v'ish asher yitei mum ba'amito ka'asher ya'asa ken ye'aselo. Okay? Now that pasuk is also somewhat unnecessary because there's another pasuk that's just like it that comes right after it. So basically, what they're saying is, there it compares the makeh nefesh behema to a makeh, right, giving a mum to a person, which is like a malkot, right, giving him lashes, hitting him, okay? So they're going to say, that's the comparison. So now if you notice, what did he say? Makeh, makeh. Yeah. Did you see the word makeh? Makeh? There's no word makeh there. In the last second pasuk, it's just ki yitei mum ba'amito, kasher asa ken ya'aselo. V'hai lav makehi. So what did they say? Anan haka'a haka'a ka'aminan. I didn't mean literally the word makeh makeh. I meant the nosei is kidding, the nosei is hitting. Okay, we're comparing two nosim. V'ha'kiktiv b'chovel v'chaverohu diktiv. Wait a minute. That pasuk ish ki yitei mum ba'amito is talking about what? Someone who hits someone else. What's that called? Ha'chovel, right? That's a chovel b'chavero. What did we learn about a chovel b'chavero? Right? Achovel b'chavero bar tashlumin hu. He doesn't get malkot, remember? How could you learn about a chayv malkot from the case of achovel? Remember that he was one of the exceptions. The chovel b'chavero, we learned a few dapim ago, that it's dafkin exception, that here the Torah specifically said you don't get malkot, even though it's a lav, you have to pay. So how could you say that this pasuk refers to a chayv malkot? He's not chayv malkot, you understand? We wanted to say that here you have a case of a lo taseh, right? You can't do something, right? Because generally, a lo taseh, you're chayv malkot. Okay, so therefore you have this lo, you're like, ish ki yitei mum ba'amito kasher asa ken ya'aseh lo, and we assume that's referring to malkot, but that's a case of a chovel. And a chovel, we specifically said, everyone agrees it's tashlumin below malkot. So how could you possibly learn from this pasuk about malkot? Because that's what we were trying to say. We were trying to say this pasuk compares to the pasuk before. The pasuk before was about killing. This pasuk is about malkot. There we compare. Ah, killing malkot. This pasuk clearly doesn't have to do with malkot. So what do they say? Ime noinyan la haka'ash yesh bo shave pruta. Tune winyan la haka'ash ein bo shave pruta. Okay, now to understand this, you have to understand the pasukim. Sorry, I don't have a tenor here. 1 second. I'll look it up here. I have to read you the pasukim in order. I thought it said it here, but it doesn't.
Didn't they know that?
Didn't they know what?
What use that it's relevant to bring it because it's not the same thing?
Yeah, so now they're going to say that it is. Now they're going to say, I'm sorry, I have to find the pasuk. Where's my thing here? Okay, so the pasuk says, I'll read you the pasukim and then you'll understand. Okay, the pasukim say, what do we say? It's Vayikra Kafdalet? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read you the pasukim in order and then you'll understand. We're going to have an Ime no Inyan. Ime no Inyan means, if you recall, we learned the other day, I can't remember if we did this together, probably not, but that Hachovel is not Chayav ever to do Malkot, except for what case? When it's She'em Bo Shave Pruta. Let's say you hit someone, but you damage them in such a minor way that there's no Shave Pruta, okay, there's not a value to pay. In that case, you're going to get Malkot, okay? So now, so that's what they're basically going to say. So listen to the psukim. The psukim go like this. Ish ki yakeh kol nefesh adam mot yumat. That's the death case. Umaken nefesh behema yishalmen nefesh shachat nefesh. Okay, that's also death. Then, v'ish ki yitei mum ba'amito kasher asa ken ye'aseh lo. Okay? If you hurt someone, just like you did, that's what we're going to do to you. Here comes the next one. Shever tachat shever, ayin tachat ayin, shen tachat shen. Here we go. Ka'asher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinatein bo. Is that not the same thing as the pasuk we just said? Right? Kasher asa ken yasevo, and kasher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinatein bo. If you remember, we learned from the second one, yinatein bo means you pay mamon, because it has to be davar nitan miyad liyad, right? Or davar nitan. Right, yabiyad was from a different pasuk. So therefore, they say these are redundant. So what do you do with kasher asa ken yaselo? Ah, imeino inyan le, right? If it's, this is a limud, a type of limud where we say, well, if it doesn't have significance for our case, because we already know you're supposed to pay. It already said, it also says, you have to pay. So it's not necessary. So what do we say? Ah. So we must be we must say it's not talking about tashlumin because we know you pay tashlumin. It must be coming to teach us in a case where there is chayav malkiyot. In which case we can now make our comparison. We can say makeh behema is death. Makeh adam is a case where there's malkot. And now we have the comparison between death and malkot, and that's where Rish Lakish says that also in a case of malkot we're going to say the kimle applies even if you don't get the penalty. You get the punishment.
We did that one more time.
Yeah. That's fine. So we want to compare, right? We have Rasha Rasha, right? Abaye said Rasha Rasha. Yes. Very good. That was easy. Rasha Lamud by Rotzech. Rasha, right? You have to wonder why Rava didn't take that. It's much simpler. Anyway, Rava says Makeh Makeh. Then we say there is no Makeh Makeh. So it can't be Makeh Makeh because the Makeh Adam is a mate case. We want to find a Malkot case. So what do we say? Ah, it's not Makeh Makeh, it's Haka'ah Haka'ah. Haka'ah Haka'ah is just hitting, right? It's where it relates to the concept of hitting. Where is that? That's this pasuk. Okay? Ish ki yitein mum ba'amito ka'asher asa ken yaselo. So the first pasuk says Makeh Nefesh Behema, meaning he killed, right? So we have the Behema we're comparing to the case where he gives a mum to his friend. So that's the Adam case. Okay, we're comparing Behema to Adam. Now, so Behema is Mavet, right? And then, right, when you kill the animal, and the Adam is Malko. Then I say, what do you mean the Adam is Malko? The Adam is Mamon. That was the whole thing about a Chovel. A Chovel is a unique case where you don't get the Mamon, you have to pay money. Tarach Yitsha, we even saw that, right? The Tarach Yitsha, you have to pay Mamon, and that was where we saw all the sources. It said, Kasher Yinatein Nitina, it has to be Mamon. So how could you say, we learn from here, Mavet to Malko? How could that possibly be? So now, what do they answer? I'm sorry, it's really not the Behema. It's, right, Makeh Nefesh Behema. They do say Makeh Nefesh. I wonder why they don't use the case of Makeh Adam. Anyway, so now what do they say? So Malkot, how can you say it's Malkot? Ah, because you say it's a case of Haka'ah where there's Malkot. When do you have that case? V'she'en bo shevet pruta. How do you know that you can say this pasuk applies to she'en bo shevet pruta? Because we already know from the following pasuk, Ka'asher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinatein lo, that you have to pay mamon. So Ka'asher asa ken yaseh lo can't be teaching us mamon. It must be teaching us Malkot. How does it teach us Malko? Because it's a case where Shein Bo Shevet Pruta. So you would say the Pasuk Yutet, the first Pasuk Kasher Saken Yaselo, is a Pasuk about Malko, which is Shein Bo Shevet Pruta. If you hit someone and you don't damage them Shevet Pruta, then you get Malko. And Pasuk Kaf, when it says Kasher Yutein Mum Ba'adam Ken Yinatein Bo, which taught us Mamon, would be specifically when there is Bo Shevet Pruta. So the point is, there's no point for the redundancy. We have to say it must be teaching us something else. So it must be teaching us the case of Malkot. In which case, now our Pasuk actually does deal with Malkot, and that resolves our problem. And that was all to show Rish Lakish, who holds that Kimle B'Derabba Mine applies, right? Chayve Mitot and Chayve Malkot Shogegim are going to be Patur from Mama. So now they say, Sof Sof, Lav Bar Tashlumen Hu. But still, in the end, when there is a Shevet, one second, I lost my train of thought here. Is there a Shevet? Hamakesh Shevet Pruta Lav Bar Tashlumen. Right. In the end, what's the problem? In the end, what do we learn? We learned it to a case where he gets malkot and he doesn't pay, but why doesn't he pay? He doesn't pay here not because of Kimle. He doesn't pay because there's nothing for him to pay. It's not Shabbat Pruta. So la bracha shluminu. So they say, lo tzricha, no. Ah, it's talking about what? A case, de bahade de machye, here we get a little off course here. When it says malkot and you don't have to pay, right? You know, you do malkot and you don't have to pay. It is a case, you can find a case of Kimle. What's the case? He hit someone, not Shabbat Pruta, but at the same time, what did he do? He ripped the guy's clothes, okay? And therefore caused the guy damages, monetary damages, at the same time he was hitting him, right? Imagine he hits the guy, I don't know, he puts a knife into him, and the knife cuts a teeny bit of skin, okay? But it also cuts his clothes, and now his clothes are damaged. And that is Shabbat Pruta. So now he doesn't have to pay for Chovel, he gets Malko for the Chovel, but he also would have to pay Mamo for the shirt, and then we're going to say Kimle applies. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Now we're going to go back to Tanei de Bechizkiah. Okay? Amar le Rav Chiya le Rava. Okay. Now Rav Chiya says to Rava like this. Ulitana de Bechizkiah da Amar, Makeh Adam u Makeh Behema, Mimai de Bechol Ktiv, Velema le Ifluge, Veleka le Ifluge. In other words, why are you assuming that it happened Bechol and that there's no Machloket, that everyone agrees with this Tanei de Bechizkiah? Dilma b'Shabak Ktiv. Sorry. What did Debe Chizkiah say? He said, Makeh Behema is a case where we never distinguish between Shogeg Mezid, right? What if you hit an animal and killed him on Shabbat? What would be the case, right? Makeh Behema Yishalmena, right? But if you did it on Shabbat, what would happen? You'd be Chayv Skila on Shabbat, and you'd be Pater to pay. And what would we say? That then there would be a distinction. You could have a case of a Makeh Behema where you would distinguish between Shogeg Umezid. Why? If it was Shabbat, so you're only Chayav Mavet on Shabbat if you did it B'mezid, not B'shogeg. So now they're saying, why are you assuming there's no distinction between Shogeg Umezid? Maybe it's on Shabbat. Okay? So now they say, Lo Salkadata. That's not logical to say that this is what the Pasuk is referring to. Dichtiv U'makeh Behema Yishamena U'makeh Adam Yumat. Hechi Dami, what's the case? As the assumption is that Makeh Behema and Makeh Adam all apply in the same case. Now, a case of Shabbat Shogeg would obviously be a case where there was no Hatra'ah. That's why you were Shogeg, right? You're Shogeg because there's no Hatra'ah, right? Once someone's Matre B'chavel, then obviously you're not Shogeg. What's Shogeg? Either you didn't know it was Shabbat or you didn't know it was Usher to do this on Shabbat. So if somebody comes and warns you, do you know that today's Shabbat? Do you know that if you do this, it's Usher, right? You're going to get death penalty? So clearly, right? So now you'd have to say that then, according to the fact that you'd say it would be Shabbat and Shogeg, then we have to assume that there was no Hatra'ah, right? But that makes no sense with the Pasuk, because it says, Makeh Behema Yishalmena U'Makeh Adam Yumat, right? Now, Hechidami, Idilo Atrube, Makeh Adam Yumat. If there was no Hatra'ah, well then you're not going to be Memita Adam, so therefore the Makeh Behema case must be also where there's also Hatra'ah, in which case you can't say it's a case of Shogeg by Shabbat. Okay, ela pshita da atrube. Okay, vi'i b'shabat makeh behema yishalmena. Right, and if it happened on Shabbat, so then makeh behema yishalmena, right? You wouldn't pay. If it happened on Shabbat, you wouldn't pay. So elala b'chol. It must be that it happened b'chol. Okay, and therefore they say, you can't say that the Tanya b'chizkiah is talking about a case of Shabbat. Just one second. Right, what they're basically questioning here is maybe the Tanya b'chizkiah doesn't make any sense because maybe this pasuk is referring to a case of Shabbat where we're shogeg. Because he says there's no difference between shogeg and mezid. And they want to say, well, maybe you could find a case where there's a difference shogeg and mezid. And in the end, they say you can't find a case here where there's a difference of shogeg and mezid because the second part of the pasuk would never make any sense. The second part of the pasuk clearly indicates that it's a case where there was hatra'ah, in which case the first has to also have a trial, in which case you can't say it was something that happened on Shabbat. Because if there was a trial, you'd be patur from tashlumi. Okay? And you'd only be chayav mavet, in which case you basically have to say, it must be your makeh behema on chol, and therefore you can't question this tanit bechizkiah. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
You're chayav mavet because you're creating a rule on Shabbat.
Yes, sorry, I didn't get into that. Yes, you're chayav mavet, yeah, good point. You're chayav mavet because it's you're making a chavala on Shabbat, which is a tolada, you remember, of what? Hashochet, okay? Hashochet. That's what we said, although I seem to recall maybe there were two options.
That's what I was saying.
I think there were two. It's either hashochet. maybe there's another one. It eludes me right now. But I think there's another possibility. But the main one is Hashofet.